God, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. 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 It makes you want to shout. It makes you want to shout. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you. We give your name the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We see you, Lord. Hallelujah. High and lifted up. Glory to God. And we honor you on this morning. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Father God, we thank you for the men and the women who gave their lives so that this country could have freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They felt like they had a call and a duty, and they responded to that call. And we are grateful. Hallelujah. There are some churches in this world that cannot assemble like us. But because of their sacrifice, we can come together this morning. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Father God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Glory to God. Had he not died on the cross, where would we be? Where would we be? We thank you for that sacrifice. Hallelujah. For saving us, oh glory to God, from a devil's hell. My God, we give your name the praise for that on this morning. Hallelujah. Ah, if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? So we thank you this morning. We thank you for that sacrifice. Jesus, thank you for giving your life, for shedding your blood. Hallelujah. Going to Calvary's cross, dying on our behalf. Hallelujah. Saving us, delivering us. Glory to God, freeing us. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Interceding for us. Glory to God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We praise your name. And as we remember the ones that have given their lives for the freedom of this country, we remember you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray.
How can you have peace in the middle of a storm? How can you have peace in war? How can you have peace when your marriage is falling apart? How can you have peace? You got to know the Prince of Peace. You're not going to find peace in this world apart from Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. His peace. There's no substitute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jackie had a word last week. Four or five words, but it talked about resting. The last thing she talked about was rest. That's what God gave Jackie just to share. And it was mentioned in the scripture I opened up talking about the rest. There's a rest. There's a rest for the people of God, for the children of God. It ain't laying your head down on this pew. It's laying in Jesus. It's resting in Jesus. It's resting in the Prince of Peace. That's how you can go to war. I mean, if you're a believer and you know that, you can go to war knowing you're going to have to kill somebody probably. That wasn't God's perfect will and plan. Until the devil stepped in, he's the one to steal, kill, and destroy. If he's possessed in somebody else, that's why the wars. There's men and women out there, they're not possessed of the devil. They got to fight the war because of the devil. Because people are not in unity, they're against one another. That never was God's intention. But until Jesus comes, now that there's one war that's already been fought and it's over. That's the war between sin and God. Jesus defeated that on the cross. There's no more war. That war is over. God said, I poured out my wrath on my son. I'll no longer be angry with you forever. That wrath was settled on Jesus. But then Jesus turned around and said, you know, the brother's going to be against his mother. The son's going to be against his mother. And what's he saying? He's talking about until Jesus comes back again, there's always going to be strife and the devil's out there. But that war between Jesus took that sin, and that battle's been paid for. It's already been fought. Don't you try to fight what Jesus fought. We got to fight the fight, and it's a fight of faith. Amen? Amen. That's the fight we fight. And we got to fight it together. Amen. Together. You know, I was telling, who was I telling? I was telling so many people this morning. Glad to have Donnie Tadlock. That's a glorious husband, if nobody knows. See, a lot of times we're known by our wives. Amen. But that's a good thing. The Bible says if you find a wife, you find a good thing. I'd say a godly wife. Not all wives are good, but if they know Jesus and serving Him, they're good wives. Amen. But Donnie's with us this morning. He's going to be a blessing to help Leo out next week. But we're just talking about Gloria. She's one of the professors here at Life Christian University. And last night, guys, this church, and I'm talking about to the Word of Faith members here, this church was packed out yesterday. You can't put God in a box, expect things to be the way you think it, because I was looking at, we had 8 students. That's the lowest class I've had since I've been director. But, you know, you don't look at numbers. I think it was the lowest class. But so I'm thinking, you know, might have this many people over here. People just kept coming in, guys, supporting those 8 students over here. I had Mung, about a third of his church came, and about 50% of them was kids. There was kids running around, but you know what? They were respectable. Man, you can tell when a church, when women are teaching their children right. I mean, you're going to have babies. They're going to cry. They're going to move. They can't be still for an hour and a half. But, man, they were respectable, wasn't they, Reed? It was just an awesome service. And, guys, you were a part of that. You were a part. This church was filled. God gave me a vision of what this church looks like filled up. And I'm saying you've probably seen that here before. We're going to see it again. Amen. It's filling up. They were upstairs. Daniel, I blessed, man. Daniel, he was a blessing. I went outside and I didn't know he was sweating. He went and put his, I didn't ask him to park cars, to help park cars, but he knew where the flashlights and where those little safety vests were. And I went out there, man, it was hot, wasn't it, Daniel? He was sweating, but you know what? He had a smile on his face. He seen something. And see, that's when you're blessed as a pastor, when you didn't prepare, but the people were prepared. And they just started doing what they knew what needed to be done. Amen. That is a blessing. And I'm here to say thank you. Amen. It was a blessing. And you blessed families that got to see their sons and daughters get a degree, bless God, please the Lord. And we were a part of it. Amen. And see, we get a part of that reward. You get a part of that. Amen. Even if you wasn't here, if you're a part of this church, you get Jesus got rewards for us. We're talking about giving. This is a good message right now to encourage you on. If you didn't think about giving today, and all my people I know, you thought about giving before you got here, because giving is the way we live. Amen. God gave me. He turned me into a giver. So I just want to encourage you this morning because Pastor Reed, he's bringing a message this morning. And he's going to bless us with the word. And I'm going to bless you with the word. And you're going to go out here and bless somebody with your words. Amen. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And if you got Jesus, you've got something to give. Amen. Love. You better give some love. Amen. Because if you give your money this morning, you don't do it out of love, put it back in your pocket. Pastor telling you to put your money back in your pocket. See, I'm not after your money, I'm after your love. But just throw these notes away. Amen. God's after your love. And if you love God, you'll give Him everything you got. Won't you, Lewis? You'll leave out of here. You'll give everything out of your pockets to get out here and love somebody. Whatever it takes. Jesus said, whatever it takes, guys. Don't count your money in your wallet before you go out here and preach the gospel. Just go preaching the gospel. God will take care of your pocketbook. He'll take care of garage doors. He'll meet your needs according to His riches, not your riches. His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's a promise. God is faithful to His promises. You know what I'm saying right now? I'm saying prayers that you guys have prayed before you got here. You know, as a church, we flow in the gifts of the Spirit. We're going to flow more in the gifts of the Spirit. But when I get up here, pray. Just because a lot of times you might not get to say something specifically up here, but you spoke to me, come in, you speak to somebody else. I'm speaking what you've been praying. Because God has given me the words to say. Amen? We can't all be the pastor, but we can all be the body of Christ. Good Lord, this is a good message this morning. Pastor, you better come on up here. We're just going to, it's going to flow right over to you. Thank you, Jesus. There's an anointing on God's word. If it's encased in love. Amen. Because a lot of people don't leave church feeling good. They leave feeling worse than what they got there. Not this church. I'm just saying, I've been into some churches. Amen. But we're not that church. Jesus talked. Now, I'm not talking bad about churches. I'm talking what Jesus talked about in the book of Revelation. When He comes, He said, there's some churches that He ain't pleased with. Man, we're not going to be that church, amen? We're going to be the blessed church, amen? Because it is a blessing to come to church. Now some kids, as you grow up, you might not think that. Daniel, at one time, and I was at one time, I didn't think it was a blessing to come to church because I was getting drugged to church by the ear. Mom, get up! It's Saturday, I've been at school all week. I want to sleep and watch cartoons on Sunday morning. Later. You know, Saturday, man, that was a big day to watch cartoons growing up. We didn't have Nintendos and Sega PlayStation. We had Bugs Bunny and who was always... Who? Roadrunner. See, getting things started this morning. Jetsons. Hey, we living in the Jetsons. They trying to get cars to without our help to drive. I don't care. I wouldn't mind the food, man. Bring my food to me, but I'm going to drive my car. I'm sorry. I don't want somebody not driving their car on my street. I've seen the way they drive with their hands on the wheel. You take the hands off the wheel? Uh-uh. Better be a Holy Ghost-driven car is all I know. That's the only car I trust, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Wherever He's leading, I want to be in that seat. And He's led you here today. Amen. This is a place to get healed. This is a place to get your needs met. It's in the body of Christ that believes in a risen Savior. Amen. So as you get ready to give this morning, I want to encourage you just quickly. In Matthew 6:19-26, Jesus said, lay up not for yourselves treasures upon earth. It's okay to have a savings account, but don't put your faith in it. It's okay to have money and be good stewards of what you have, but don't put your trust in it. Where moth and rust corrupt and where thieves break in and steal. I've had some thieves break in and steal some stuff, but you know what they did? They stole it from God. You know what I did? I said, come back in Jesus' name. And it came back to me. And I prayed for the person. I knew the person that stole it, and I prayed for their salvation. I prayed and blessed not, and it came back. And I believe that person heard about Jesus. I know they did. They're in heaven now. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, in heavenly places. Where there's no thief, it's not going to rust, it's not going to wear out. Randy, we got lawnmowers coming one day, they ain't going to wear out. We might not even have to change belts on them. I don't know, we still might do that. I don't know, God's got all that stuff worked out. But I'm going to still ride, I'm going to mow my yard in heaven. I like mowing. It's a blessing. I like to mow this church. I get paid church pays me to mow it, but if they didn't pay me, I'd still mow it because I enjoy doing it. And God says, if you take care of my house, look out. What's he going to do to your house? What's he going to do, Alan? What's he going to do, Angel, to your house? Y'all got a house for sale, don't you? You got a house for sale? Is your house still, is it sold? But you're not selling no more? Well, y'all got to tell me. I've been praying for your house to be sold. So you got to tell me you're going to stay. All right, Lord, stop that request, okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. Look, all right, look at there. Amen. Turn around. I like to hear turn. That's the way God does. He's the God of the turnaround. He's the God of the breakthrough. Amen. So Jesus said, this is where you're going to put your money. When you bring it down here, Donnie, put that, are we doing the PowerPoint to partners? There's a screen up here, and I'll turn the light out because these are partners we partners with. You can look up there if you're first-time business or just kind of get a memory. You know, Jesse Duplantis, we gave out there's a good time to let you know, Kelsey printed out some handouts, some flyers out here. Take them to some people you know, some churches you know. Go ahead and start spreading the word. We got 1,400 seats that we want to be filled up come September the 15th over here in Concord because Jesse's going to fly in, and Jesus is flying with him, and he's going to bring a word. The souls, they're going to be praying. Their souls is going to get born again. He's an evangelist. He could be up here 5 minutes, and people would be running down here to get saved because that anointing is upon him, but also the anointing of increase is on him. Amen. He didn't start out blessed. I mean, when I say blessed, he is blessed, but he didn't start out people blessing him. God was the source, and it took a while, but he was faithful, and God sent him to us. He's a gift. There was a message shared yesterday about the gift. That's a gift God sent here, the favor of God, and he's a man of God that's going to bless us. So as you get ready to sow this morning, that's one thing it's going to. Partners, he's out there flying around telling people about Jesus, people coming into the kingdom. So what you sow here is going around the world. People to hear the gospel because we're partners with him. We're partners with Andrew Womack Ministries. We got some local partners here, Cooperative Christian Ministries. Everyone we sow and FRR, Cynthia, Pastor Cynthia, Mike Henson. Man, we just got, as the Lord adds to, we'll bless them. Wherever God says sow into, we're going to sow into. And that, I want you to know that's what you're putting your money into the kingdom. But also, Jesus is going to be putting money in your account. Amen? He's going to bless you on your job. He's going to bless you in your relationships, in your body. Believe to be blessed. Amen? So let's stand this morning because if you believe something, the Bible says you need to do it. Faith without works is dead faith. I don't smell no dead faith in here. I smell faith that's alive. Amen? We serve a risen Savior, and when we give, we bring it to the altar. And we put into a kingdom that is everlasting. We're going to be reaping what we give to God forever. Man, at his right hand is, come on, what's that scripture, guys? At his right hand, his mercies are new every day. Oh, blessings forevermore. Amen. Father, we thank you. I thank you for a heart of people that have a heart to give. And Lord, there's all givers in this place. And I thank you, Lord, that we have a promise. A hundredfold return with persecutions. And Lord, we've took some persecutions, and we'll take some more for the hundredfold because we want to get out there and win more souls for Jesus. Lord, we're not here to be build a reputation. We're here to build the kingdom of God. And that's to telling people how good God is and how much he loves them. And we thank you, Lord, that every seed that comes in, every check, every monetary gift that is sown into Word of Faith Worship Center this morning, Lord, I speak a blessing, your blessing. It's already blessed. You've blessed the people. And, Lord, I command it to come forth right now into their checking accounts, Lord, into their bodies, Lord. Lord, I speak against doctor bills, these doctor bills that we've had to pay, Lord, sevenfold right now. That's the thief. He has to pay sevenfold up to his whole house. In the Old Testament, it says, we got a better covenant. Jesus is he gave us better promises. Jesus, he gave us authority over the devil. So, devil, whatever you've stole from God's people right now, I command it to come back. Now, this year, this season, this week, in Jesus' name, bring your tithes and offerings this morning and worship the Lord. and give him all the praise, honor, and glory. You've been forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Guys, I heard that song going home last night. I prayed in the spirit, and I heard it on the radio, and I prayed in tongues, and I prayed it in my, and I prayed with those words. I said, we got to sing, we got to hear that tomorrow.
Yes.
All my hope is in Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You get your hope in Jesus, man, where'd yesterday go? Gone, man.
Gone.
You got a bright future.
Yes.
So bright, you're going to have to wear sunglasses. Amen. Because he is the sun. I'm talking about S-O-N glasses. The only way you're going to see that future is in the, through the eyes of Jesus. He's already been there. He's already walked it out for us. And what do? We walk it out by faith. Pastor Reed, come bless us with the word this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, the word.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Getting the honor and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, who are in heaven, most gracious God, we just come to this, you this day, thanking and praising and blessing your holy name. Holy Spirit, we ask you to rise up big in each one of us. Let your word fall on the hearts of the people, not only to be hearers, but to be doers of the word. Holy Spirit, work in through and out of me as I preach and teach your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of Isaiah 26 chapter. Verse 3 and 4, read verse 3 and 4, and it's read as follows. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusted in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in your the Lord is everlasting strength. You know, it was all the things that have been said this morning, it's sort of involve around the peace, the perfect peace. And this morning, thanks to God, I'm going to just minister on the perfect peace of God. I'm going to be focusing on he will keep thee in perfect peace, the perfect peace of God. We see as a perfect peace, it's applying to myself because for the last past 2 weeks, I've been on a lot of pressure with schooling, with classes. But this verse came to me, and it said that I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. So we had to write three sermons outlined for this class that I just finished and preach one of them. And that scripture came to me, and I told Tammy, I said, I don't know if there's going to be one I'll write about, but it came to me between last Sunday that I had to speak, between class that I had to write the text about, or today. Those scriptures are going to be, I'm going to have to use that scripture, that verse of scripture. And so last Sunday I went out and I spoke. I ministered unto some people, and it wasn't this scripture. The three outlines that I did, it wasn't this scripture. And so Friday night we had rehearsal, and I was telling Leo and everybody, I said, God still haven't given me anything. The Spirit haven't led me to anything. So yesterday at graduation, I was saying, I still ain't got nothing. And so late last night and early this morning, the Spirit reminded me that I will keep thee in perfect peace because I began to start getting a little fidget because I ain't know. I was like, Lord, I don't have anything. So if you don't give me nothing, you say, I gave you what I want you to speak.
Yeah.
And that was, I will keep you in perfect peace. And like Pastor said, that, you know, he is a deliverer. He is a healer. And he is a peacemaker. He will keep you in perfect peace. The Lord Jesus, he has said to us that we will have tribulation while we're in this world. But in John 16:33, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you should have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So we see that Jesus have overcome the world, and within him we have that perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
However, not only have we been promised delivered from the tribulation, but we see that in Luke 21:36 it said, however, not only have we been watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be it worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You see, saints of God, Well, we have been promised his peace while we endure those short tests in the meantime. We are promised that peace. No matter what you is going through, you is promised the peace of God. Not the peace what the world give, but the peace that passes all understanding. And when you get that peace that passes all understanding, no matter what you're going through, how in hell of high water, you will have a perfect peace. No matter if you got sickness in your body, no matter if you got financial problems, no matter if you got mortgage problems, no matter if you got marital problems, if you got the peace of God, you got a perfect peace. Yes, there's different types of peace. There's imperfect peace. You have peace of ignorance. You have peace of stagnation. But God's peace is permanent peace. It is a permanent peace that you have. It's not that intermittent peace, you know, like these new cars, the windshield wipers, you know, they intermittent. They'll work sometimes for a couple seconds, then they'll stop. The older cars, you know, they just continue to wipe and everything. And that's the way God's peace is, his perfect peace. It's continued to be there. It ain't no sometime. He'll wipe a couple seconds and then leave. God's perfect peace is always a permanent peace. See, a perfect peace is given unto those who mind and heart recline upon the Lord, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Our peace is perfect because it comes from God. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, in John 14:27 said, therefore this peace is not obligated to the world, but it is confident that God is completely in control of our situation. But be of good cheer, because he said, I have overcome the world. Yeah. How are we to attain this and maintain this perfect peace? First, we see in Galatians 5:22-23, it says, first of all, peace is evident that we are walking in the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Second, how we maintain this perfect peace is come from abiding in the Word of God. Great peace, they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalms 119:165. And finally, in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ give flow from a life that abounds in prayer. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind to Christ Jesus. So you see, thanks to God, that peace, and the perfect peace, it will not only will keep your mind, it's a dual combination. It not only keep your mind, but it will keep your heart. It will keep, you know, through Christ Jesus. So here's a double portion, just like a double barrel shotgun. You know, you can shoot one barrel, or you can shoot both barrels. Like Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, she has that shotgun. She shoots both barrels and everything. So that's what God's perfect peace is. He shoots both barrels to get that perfect peace, not what the world. See, the world shoot that one barrel, that senior barrel rifle. But God's perfect peace, he's a double barrel. He shoots the mind and the heart. We see that what is peace? Peace, it is a condition of freedom from disturbance within the soul. All right. It is a perfect harmony raging within. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. So we see that in Romans 5:1, God's peace was granted to us when we come to Jesus in faith. So Romans 5 and 1 said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we see, thanks to God, peace is a product of righteousness, of the fruit of righteousness, which righteousness is the fruit of faith. And we see Isaiah 32, verse 17 says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effects of righteousness, correctness, and assurance forever. Thanks to God, we're going to travel this morning. It's not as so much of the context, but these scriptures that I'm calling out and everything, make sure you go back and read them, because they is very important, pertaining to these peace and righteousness that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
We see also, again, spiritual uprightness is evident by the presence of peace in our life.
Right.
We see that in Psalms 37, it says, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of man is peace. Therefore, peace is not simply the lack of conflict with Christ, but the positive presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is our peace? Abiding in us by our continuing and active confidence in him. We see in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, it says, for we are made partaker of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. So we got to hold steadfast, thanks to God. We got to have that confidence, knowing that the peace of God, it will pass all understanding. No matter what that thing that you thought that you might know, that peace of God, it will write that right out. Because his thoughts is not our thoughts. It's higher than his thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So we just can't rely on what we think and what man said. We got to hold on to God's word. We got to read God's word. We got to study God's word. We got to meditate on God's word for ourselves. We just can't sit and accept what man said. We got to accept what the word said. We see that the peace and the spirit filled with the walk. The demonstration of our lack of walking in the spirit is evident by the lack of peace about our circumstances. See, when we let our circumstances overcome our peace with God, we're not walking in the spirit filled walk of peace. We see the will of God, the will of the Lord, soon raptures us home or not. But we see that in Romans 8 and 6 it says, to be spirited minded is life and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Sinful turmoil and peace, it cannot drill together, thanks to God.
That's right.
It cannot live together.
Mm-hmm.
Sin and peace, they got to split. They can't live together. We see, because if they try to live together, in Matthew 6, 24, it said, either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. So you're either going to walk in sin, or you're going to walk in righteousness.
That's
right. So it's your choice. But God said he speak life or death, curse or blessing. And he gave you an answer, saints of God, choose life. Instead of sin, choose righteousness, choose life. But it's still your choice. But I'm here today, saints of God, to let you know that life and blessing is much better than curses and death. And if you don't have Jesus, you don't have that righteousness. You don't have that blessing. Yes, he reigned on the just as well as the unjust, but still, that peace, that perfect peace that he gives, to the righteousness, our way, the peace that the world gives to you. See, we see, saints of God, that likewise it is impossible to walk in the Spirit while full of the sinful turmoil. Ephesians 4 and 3 said, endurance to keep unity of the Spirit is the bond of peace. Nothing stumbles us when we are full of God's peace. Nothing. When we are full of God's peace, thanks to God, there's nothing, there's no stumbling block that can keep us from advancing the walk in faith in the kingdom of God. See, we see that in Psalm 119 and 35 says, great peace have they which love the law, and nothing shall offend them. See, if you keep not the law, but the love of God in you and everything, nothing that come your way will offend you. It will block you. It will make you stumble and fall. Even when you might slip, but you will always get up. If you got that peace of God, you will get up. You might fall, but you will get up. If you don't have that peace of God and everything, when you slip, you'll stay down there. The devil said, he'll start whiffing you up. See, I told you ain't going to make it. I told you this. I told you that and everything. And you're going to get that self-pity party. Yeah, I guess you're right. I can't do it. I'm worthless. You know, bring all this depressions and stress in your life, make you self-unworthy and stuff. But we got to look and know who we are and whom we are.
All right.
We see, thanks to God, that not that we cannot be startled or surprised, but we cannot stumble into sin against God by losing our confidence and peace in Him. We see that in John 14:27 said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So thanks to God, Jesus was telling us, don't be afraid of nothing. What you face and everything, that He had already overcame the world.
Yes.
He already overcame it.
Yes.
So don't be afraid, and don't let your heart be troubled. Take my peace, not the world peace, but take my peace, and don't be afraid of nothing in the situation that you're facing. I know we're going through things, but have that peace and everything. Yeah, see, like I said, this message is for me because, like I said, these last 2 weeks I was going through and everything with the pressure or trying to do things and everything, but I realized that it wasn't about me, but it was about having the faith in Jesus.
All right.
He will take care of your needs.
Right,
he will supply all of your needs.
Amen.
He might not give you your wants, but He will take care of your needs. He knows what you need, thanks to God. He knows. We see also that by God's grace, we are simply to refuse to be troubled or frightened in our circumstances, which would cause us our peace. In obedience to the Lord, Jesus' command, do not be troubled. See, that's a command. Don't be troubled. So if you let trouble and these circumstances come and frighten you, you're being disobedient.
Because
He said, don't let your heart be troubled. And that's a commandment. So anyway, we see it in Ephesians 3 and 16. It said that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in an inner man. So you see, God's perfect peace is a corporate effort between God and yourself. He furnished us with the peace if we will only trust Him for it. So you got to trust Him. Not only He will keep you in perfect peace, but with your mind and trusting in Him, He will keep you in that perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him.
Yeah.
So we have to trust Him, thanks to God.
Yeah.
See, God's perfect peace is peace that will pass the understanding. See, in John chapter 5, verse 17, it said, "My Father worketh hereunto, and I work. Though our faith are obedient to the trust and the necessary to receive God's perfect peace, we only obey truth in the extension that the Spirit of God working in us. Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit." 1 Peter 1:22. We see also that in Ephesians 5 and 18, to be filled of the Spirit is a uncompromised as in obedience to a commandment. It says, "And be ye not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Obedience to God is the primary evidence of being filled with the Spirit. We see in Acts 5 and 32, who said, "And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also that the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to us, that obey him." So when the Holy Spirit come, when you was born again, the Holy Spirit came within you. So he dwells in you, saints of God. So it behoove you to obey him. To his his unction, his way, and everything, because his way is better than our way. All the spiritual gifts are important to the body, but simply obedience is more important than the sacrifice of ministering any particular spirit gift. We see that in 1 Samuel 15 and 22, it says, "Have the Lord of any delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obedient the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams." So, thanks to God, we as working together, it's better to be obedient than to sacrifice. In other words, it's better to obey the words than go out there and be on your own. Listen to the world. Listen to man. The New Testament, the New Testament literally means the new covenant, which is given of the Holy Spirit to God's people to secure their obedience to God. Mm-hmm. We see in Jeremiah 31, verse 31, it says, "Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, which I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward part and write it upon their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And we shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, knowing the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Yes. So in other words, saints of God, our sin is already forgiven.
Right.
Jesus already paid that price.
Amen.
But don't let us be foolish and think because he done paid the price, we can go out there and do any and everything that we think we can do or we want to do.
Right.
We still, being a child of God, we have to be obedient to the word of God.
Right.
See, we see the reason why the church has so many problems within the lack of perfect peace is that the church is in denial of the dwelling or the presence of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we as a church, saints of God, we're in denial. We're not taking that responsibility as a church body of Christ literally and seriously as we should.
All right. All right,
We know, like I said, we're in denial, and especially with this society that we're living in now, everything is going contrary to the Word of God. It's God's Word said, take a right. All these society saying, take a left. If God said that I will ring, the society saying, no, it won't ring. It's just contrary to the Word of God. We is in denial. Thanks God, that's something that we as God's people and as God's body, we got to stand up and fight for what is right. All this LBLG and ALDUG and all them other DGs and LSUGs and stuff, we just got to stand up and fight for it. We got to fight against them. We just got to stand up and get out of denial. We can't be like them archers that stick their head in the sand and saying, okay, well, no, this is not concerning me. It might not affect you right this minute, but on down the road somewhere, it's going to affect you or somebody that you know or your family member. So we need to start right now fighting all these different organizations standing up for what is right, what is word, not what Pastor Reed said, but what the Word said. Stand up on the Word. Prove the Word. And when you stand up on the Word and live by the Word and fight that word of faith, you will see, and fight the devil with the Word, we'll have that victory. We'll have that perfect peace. You know, see, we see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own? See, we're bought with a price. We're bought and paid for. It's nothing that we did ourselves, but what Jesus did. So we have to stand up for Jesus and what he did, because he worked through us. He's working through us. The Holy Spirit working through us. So we got to stand up and speak for Jesus. See, Tom says that the New Testament not only makes the mortal tree think of actual New Testament, therefore God had promised and already given his Spirit to ensure an obedience and a spotless bride. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, it said, ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. We see we are already living in the time of fulfillment, or Ezekiel chapter 36, thanks to God. We are already living in that time. So it left it to us to realize that we are living in that time and live with the perfect peace of God. But we see in Ezekiel, like I said, in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27, like I said, we're living in a time. A new heart also I will give unto you, a new spirit will I put into you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. When you became born again, thanks to God, He didn't put that new heart in you. Amen. The old man to pass away. Amen. And all things become new. Amen. So you don't have that stony heart like the world have. You're walking in a newness with Christ. So therefore, if you're walking with Christ, you have the mind of Christ, which is a peace of Christ. We see that the greatest peace comes from the Word of God. great peace come from the word of God. If we are right with God, the wisdom and the understanding that ye are perfect peace will come from the word of God. We see in Psalms 119, verse 169, say, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. So, in other words, we got to ask for, we got to ask for that understanding. Mm-hmm. We got to ask for that peace, that perfect peace. It is that it's there, but we got to ask for it.
All right.
And when we ask for it, believe that we receive it. If we are not right with God, we will not be able to get peace from God's word. We see that in Isaiah 57:21 says, there's no peace, said my God, to the wicked. There's no peace for the wicked. We're not the wicked. We're the righteous. Wisdom yield peace.
All right.
Proverbs 3:17 said, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. The more certain ways to prevent fear and doubt is to dwell in peace. Perfect love and perfect peace both come from the Lord of peace and love. We see that in 2 Corinthians 13:11, it says, Be peace, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Right.
See, according to perfect love and perfect peace, cast out fear and doubt. We see that in 1 John 4:18, it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear had torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. So if you walk around with fear, you're not walking in perfect love. You're not walking in that perfect peace, thanks to God. So we got to examine ourselves daily. That's why I said renew your mind daily.
Mm-hmm.
You got to search yourself daily to walk in that perfect peace. I know being human, the flesh rises up,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you, you know, things due to circumstance, or you've been in so comfortable in doing things your way or my way, our way, that we overlook what the word says until something happens. Then we say, oh. Boom, it come back, you know, the spirit, bring back to your memory. Remember, the word said this, the word said that. So that's why we got to walk in righteousness. We got to walk upright, and we got to renew our mind daily on what the word said, thanks to God.
Amen.
See, God's peace is increasing in us according to the knowledge of the Lord, given us to him, to us from his word. We see in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says, grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. See, God's promise has the designed tendency to produce in us that perfect peace. We see that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, according as his divine power have given unto us all things to pertaining unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue, thereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promise, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we see, thanks to God, it is through the Holy Spirit that we can have that peace through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture and prayer are so intertwined that one will beget, it will get you emphasis on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, brother, pray for us that the word of God will have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Paul spoke of the free course of the word of the Lord as the running of a runner in a race course. The uncircumcised movement of God's word is living in our life, filled up with, as Romans 15 and 13 said, with all joy and peace, and believing that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. If we would look at God's word as a means of grace by which we receive perfect peace, then the required time, effort, and concentration would be gladly given. We see that in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 says, "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you." Like I said, thank God, you got to search out. You got to seek. You got to knock. You got to ask. You got to read. You got to meditate. And all this will be given to you. At times, we do not seek our God word to find perfect peace because we are too satisfied with our present circumstances to trouble ourselves with all that is seeking. See, the Lord Jesus Christ compares that level of self-satisfaction, non-seeking, with the difficulty of a rich man entering into the kingdom of God. See, the rich man enters not because he truly attempts not, but we see in Matthew 19:24, it says, "And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." You see, saints of God, the perfect peace only comes to those who motivated to seek it. So we have to seek the peace of God. As we are those who believe that the Bible is the very breath of God as he uttered his word, we see that in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 said, "All scripture is given by the inspiration of God." Then we must joyfully allow as much as it possible to enter into us to give us his perfect peace. We see that in 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13, it says, "For this cause also thinks we God without ceasing, because when ye receive the word of God, which ye hear of us, ye receive it not as the word of man, but as it is true, the word of God, which effectively works so in you that believe." So not only you have to ask things of God, but you got to believe. You got to believe that you got the peace of God, that perfect peace of God.
Amen.
Also, we see in Romans 16 and 20 says, in 16:20, "The Lord, the peace of God truly desires to impart to us his perfect peace because he loves us." We see in Isaiah 57:19, it says, "I created the fruit of the lip, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, said the Lord, and I will heal him." See, all that, like I said, all that was brought up this morning is a confirmation of my message today. Because all this stuff, because Pastor, he talked about the peace, the perfect peace. He talking about the healing. And we didn't have no conversation when we left here yesterday of what I spoke on, but he still was bringing it up. but that's just confirmation and everything. This message is for somebody. It is for somebody.
Amen.
So keep searching the scriptures to attain and maintain that peace, saints of God.
Amen.
See, the peace of God come and abide also through prayer. The simple act of closing your eyes, shedding out the light of the world, but most important, our spiritual eye ought to be open to the reality of praying, hearing God. We see in Psalm 65 and 2, it says, "All thou that hears prayer until thou shall all flesh come." So we see immediately our attention is turned to our covenant of peace. that our Lord maintained with us through the process of praying. We see that in Philippians, as I have read before, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So if we ask about everything, then we should be careful for nothing. Though we may comprehend the nature of our prayer requests, we cannot comprehend the peace of God that flows from his assurance that all is under his control. So the peace of God is under his control. We can't control his peace, his perfect peace. We might control the peace that the world gives, but we cannot control God's perfect peace. It may seem overly simple, but when we do not have perfect peace, we generally have not asked God for that peace. We see in John 16:24, it says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Childlike faith is so important because children have not been prejudiced by the failure of faith that adults so often does. We see in Matthew 18:3, it said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God." See, adults have a faith like children, mm-hmm. sometimes the world would be much better.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be much better. But as we grew up and we think that we know and have that, and we have a little bit of faith, and it grows a little more than the measure of faith that we have, we think we know everything. But a child, they just trust people. They just trust things. And if we be like these children with that little faith and trust God, man, we can really move mountains. We can stop all these laws and everything that these people are trying to pass. So we see that if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and doubt not, we will receive our petition. We see in Matthew 21:21, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." Mm-hmm. See, thanks to God, if perfect peace is so great a need and desire, Mark 11:24 said, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." If God have already answered us with enough to meet our need for today, be at peace. It is his job and not ours to take care of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes we try to go over in tomorrow, borrow from tomorrow, when we still got today to complete.
All right. Say that.
See, we see Matthew 6:34, it says, "Therefore, no thought for tomorrow will take thought for the things of itself. Mm-hmm. Sufficient unto the day in the evil thereof." So as we struggle in unbelief, what is to become of us, we divorce ourselves from his perfect peace. Instead, petition him for our need, then confidently rest and work with the assurance that Jehovah Jireh will provide.
Yes.
Our peace will come and flow like a river.
Yes.
We see in Isaiah 66 and verse 12 says, "For thou saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, And the glory of the Gentile will like a flowing stream. Then shall ye sup. Ye shall be borne unto her side and be dunder upon her knees. So in conclusion, thanks to God, perfect peace is that rare commodity that God gives to those who trust in it, because he trusted in thee. There is no obligation for the condition surrounding it. Perfect peace look unto Jesus, whose mind is stayed on thee. Perfect peace rests calmly in the assurance that our God does all things well.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.